Welcome to Critical Thinking Required, hosted by LBW. This podcast is intended for free thinkers, entrepreneurs, and knowledge seekers. Join us as we discuss relevant financial topics, explore with guests their financial journeys, and engage with experts in industries such as space, media and entertainment, real estate, and many more. Buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Hi, welcome to Critical Thinking Required. I'm your portfolio manager, Nathaniel, from LBW Wealth, and today I'll be reviewing the events that unfolded in the U.S. markets during the first quarter of 2024, the hot topic of inflation, and a sneak peek into the upcoming U.S. presidential election. So let's dive right in. All right, first up, let's take a look at the U.S. markets in the first quarter of 2024. It was a roller coaster ride, characterized by volatility and uncertainty due to geopolitical tensions, rising interest rates, and concerns over inflation. Despite the challenges, major indices like the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ managed to post decent gains. However, does the S&P 500 really reflect the true market? If you looked closer in 2023, for example, the S&P returned 26% in 2023. Of that 26%, the top seven stocks of the S&P, the so-called Magnificent Seven, companies like Microsoft, NVIDIA, returned 107%. So if you strip out the Magnificent Seven, the remaining 493 S&P companies, returns dropped from 26% to 8.5%. That means that 7 out of 500 companies were responsible for two-thirds of 2023's total return. So just sit on that for a minute. Now, let's shift our focus to the elephant in the room, inflation. So at the beginning of the year, there was a strong hope that the Fed may lower interest rates sometime in 2024. But at the moment, it appears less and less likely. What does that mean for your investments? For the short term, if interest rates stay higher for longer, it could potentially decrease stock market valuations. However, if you compare the interest rates historically for the past century, today's interest rates are actually not that high. We've just been spoiled by the ultra-low interest rates post the Great Financial Crisis. Lastly, let's talk about the upcoming 2024 U.S. presidential election. Everybody loves to talk about this. With the election season heating up, all eyes are on the race for the White House. While we're mindful of the potential impacts from the election's outcome, history dictates that U.S. elections have minimal impact on long-term investment performance. You could, however, pay more attention to your financial planning, since different presidents could mean legislative changes in subjects like taxes, spending, etc. Well, that wraps up our quarterly podcast for today. We hope you found this episode informative, and we hope to see you next time. Have a good day.
Thank you for taking the time to start your journey of thinking differently and listening to LBW talk about stuff they love. Until next time. The opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual on any specific security, on any specific broker-dealer or custodian. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments, broker-dealer or custodian may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. All opinions expressed by podcast participants are solely their own and do not reflect the opinion of Leach, Bickmore, and Weiss Wealth Management, LLC. Leach, Bickmore, and Weiss Wealth Management, LLC is a registered investment advisor. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where Leach, Bickmore, and Weiss Wealth Management, LLC, and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advice may be rendered by Leach, Bickmore, and Weiss Wealth Management, LLC, unless a client service agreement is in place.